What's up? What's happening? Welcome back to episode 12 of Skates at the Stakes. I'm your host, AJ DeVito. What a fucking win for the New York Islanders. 5 straight unanswered goals. We beat Boston again, 7-2.
We're buzzing for once on a pod.
Of course.
Right after a game.
This might be the second time they've ever won a game after we recorded. So,
I can't remember.
The Ranger game, home opener.
Oh, yes, the home opener.
So, yeah. Stevie, how we feeling?
Great. Unreal.
Jakey, how we doing, buddy?
Fucking amazing, man. What a game. What a third period.
And last but not least, Connor, man. You're going to be positive today?
I'll try my best, man. I'm actually kind of hyped for once, man.
You want to take your mask off and speak? Oh, okay. So,
I'm trying my best right now.
This is not getting cut out either. You deserve this. So we're going to cover the last three games, which were
Pittsburgh
Isles, Islanders-Buffalo, and Islanders-Boston. What do we went? 2-1-0 in that stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pedro got the game. Okay. I honestly forgot about the Buffalo game. Can't lie.
Yeah,
we just beat them every time we play them. Doesn't really matter, you know? We're looking really fucking good once again. The two losses to Pittsburgh, they hurt. We played good both games. Can't really complain.
The latest one was brutal.
Yeah, that one stung.
I shot him 35-18, lost 3-2. I mean, had glorious chances all over the ice. Again, Christian Jarry, who is not good this year, is under 90 save percentage. Literally stonewalls us for the past two games.
I mean, it's gonna happen occasionally.
Sucks.
And
but Crosby Stallings game, couldn't forget it.
That intro for that game, that had to be like 20 minutes. That had to be 20 minutes. I get it. I understand. Sidney Crosby's a legend.
No, yeah. It was just, I think, a little much for 1,000 games, but I think it was just because it was Crosby.
I do feel bad for him, though. I do feel bad. No fans in there. He deserves to have fans in there for that. Kind of sucks for him. Islanders, March 18th, we're getting fans. There are tickets on SeatGeek for $675, not including tax, so have fun.
Okay, cool.
Jake, you plan on going to any Sabres games while you're in upstate?
I'm sure they'll be dirt cheap, so yes, hopefully eventually.
I will be attending a hockey game next week. I'll be seeing the New York Rangers go against the Buffalo Sabres, so that's going to be a barn burner for sure with all their stars potentially out now. So I'm going to be excited. Maybe I'll make something funny there. I'm not wearing an Islander jersey. I don't want to get killed.
Yeah.
Even with like 2,000 people in the building, I'll still get shot. So we ready to go right into the game recaps?
Yeah.
We have a few things we're going to talk about that's not hockey related. We'll get into that. Have some few jokes. Stay tuned. We got a really good podcast coming ahead. Good vibes only, right, Connor?
Of course, man. Of course.
Is your mask still on?
It's still on. He's staying safe.
I'm trying to find a good place.
He loves his PCR test and his mask.
Hey, man. Wear your mask.
I mean, hey, you gotta respect it. Stand up guy.
I need to have my mask on.
Stand up guy Connor's wearing his mask right now.
Stop the spread.
You can't hear what he's saying, but he's wearing his mask.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll go right into the game.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so we played Pittsburgh. We lost 3-2. Who scored?
Nelson Everly.
I honestly do not remember the Brock. Oh, the Brock Nelson was the power play goal at the end of the game. Okay. I don't remember the Everly goal. I know Letang had two, and Mike Matheson had one for the Penguins. We dominated them the entire game. That's what I felt like, at least maybe I'm a little biased.
No, we did. It sucked. That game was
that was
one of the toughest losses just because we literally dominated. But
we doubled their shots. I remember that. I wasn't watching that game too closely because I was at work, and I was, like, bullshitting. But I know we played really good. Varley was in net. Yeah, Varley was in net.
Yeah.
It was a tough game. I mean, 8 out of 10 times you win those games. Pittsburgh isn't that good of a team. I don't care who they're beating. I don't see Pittsburgh as that great of a team, and I've said it many times. When you have Sidney Crosby, you're going to win games no matter what. No matter how good or bad we think they are, they're going to win games. But, you know, tough one to lose.
Yeah, that was a stinker. Especially lose, and that was the second of a back-to-back with them. Getting zero out of that, so.
Once again, fuck Mike Matheson.
Yeah.
Don't think that needs...
Tough goal, no.
Yeah. Fuck him. I think that's enough for that game. That game wasn't really that exciting.
No, it was really just Islanders dominated. Should have won. But then pain.
Then we played Buffalo Monday.
Yeah.
We walked out from the rink. We won 4-3. I know Pedro got the game-winning power play goal. Kind of been a theme this year, getting late key power plays, us scoring, us winning off them. Gotta love it. What's that now? The Barzal one against Boston, Lee against Pittsburgh now. This is our third one. Yeah. Might be another one I'm forgetting, but those are like three home ones I could just remember just like that. So that's pretty impressive. Good on me. Did Olsen score? He scores like every time we play. Victor Olsen?
Olsen, no, he got an assist.
Of course he did. He's so good.
Power play assist, of course. Savers in there, and they love their power plays.
Did they score? I mean, they had. Oh yeah, they scored. I think they had to score 5v5 goal that game, right?
I know. Yeah, Lazar who got the 5v5.
I know Reinhardt had that beautiful goal, unreal. Like nothing Varley could have done there.
That was their power play goal.
Who else scored for us that game?
It was Lee Martin and Peja.
Elite goal scorer Matt Martin, baby. I know we chat on the fourth line maybe 3 or 4 episodes ago. I'm becoming a Matt Martin fan again. He's playing great. Both sides of the hop. Both sides. He got another assist today.
Well, now we'll see if Clutterbuck's out.
Oh,
yep. That fourth line's not intact anymore.
Cal Clutterbuck. Baby. Clutterbuck play. If Ross Johnson plays, I might freak
probably
out.
Probably be Leo and NDC will hop back in or Zarna clap back in and jump up. It'll be Leo, Martin, Zizekas. That's my guess.
Clutterbuck played, I think, 3 minutes and 28 seconds in the first period. Then he went to the locker room, came back second period, went for a stroll on the ice before the period, couldn't play, out for the game. Who knows what is wrong with him? I'm going to guess a hamstring. I'm gonna guess a hamstring. I don't know what happened.
If he came back out and tried to skate, probably. It probably was a muscle injury.
We didn't even know he was out. Yeah, nothing crazy. You don't want to see guys getting injured, but if I guess you had to pick anyone on the team to get injured, it'd be Clutterbuck.
I mean, we're used to that by now.
We're used to it, so.
Him getting injured, we're used to it, so.
But Matt Martin has been insanely good, and he's getting points now. Elite goal scorer, elite playmaker Matt Martin, just like he was in the playoffs. Who would have thought? About the Buffalo game, any words we got?
No, I mean.
It was a bad game.
We didn't really play great.
We didn't play good.
I wouldn't say we played great, but I guess it evens out for the Pittsburgh game, because I'm pretty sure, they outshot us, pretty badly, but, you're going to get those games. I mean, Buffalo is kind of a trap game always because they're not that good, but whatever. It evens out, I guess, because we played well and we didn't win, and then we didn't play well and we won, so.
Perfectly said. We didn't play good. We won the game. Not much more could be really said. I don't really remember. Wait, you said Brock scored, right?
No, it was Lee, Peugeot, and
Brock. Lee. I don't, Brock's I really do not remember any of the goals from that game, and that was Monday. That's kind of bad, because I'm usually really good at the Islander goal memory.
You are. You do definitely have a memory.
I don't know. I'm just losing it now. I'm watching way too much hockey.
I'm losing it, though.
It's been a really good year for all games in general. I know we were watching a bunch of games last night, just whatever's on. Great time to watch hockey. Nothing really else to do, you know. Connor, you watching hockey at Manhattan?
Trying my best. I'm barely able to watch all the games, so I don't really pay attention to other teams.
We got one busy man on our hands. Well, I can't speak.
NHL TV is not blacked out in Syria, so that's good.
What happened?
NHL TV, we know where their blackout restrictions
are. We found that out today. anything else we got to talk about before we break down today's game?
No, we can get right into current.
Actually, let's take on a break.
Do it now.
So Steve and I were talking a little bit about restaurants. We wanted to see if it's 100% for the podcast. Is it not mentally psychotic. Is it psychotic if you eat at a restaurant by yourself? I want Jake and Connor to speak, and then we'll have our debate.
You've got to be a sad, sad person to be at a restaurant, man.
Connor,
you have
to
tell
it.
Okay, what
do you? Hold up, Connor. Let Connor finish. Go, Connor.
That's not psychotic. You're just a sad person, and you're spending way too much money, dog. Just go to the grocery store.
Okay,
but Connor probably thinks restaurant by a fucking dining place.
We're talking about Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, that's a restaurant. I'm talking like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King.
You're eating fast food.
Chipotle, something, not an actual dining. You're supposed to dine in. That's totally different. You're going to Buffalo Wild Wings by yourself.
Well, where was that photo taken? That looked like a real restaurant.
It looked like it's some
Mexican, even if it was a Chipotle place.
Some Mexican Chinese little tiny store.
I don't know. Okay,
that was totally not an actual restaurant.
But so you're okay.
That's the context. Restaurant, I agree. A restaurant like Buffalo Wild Wings or I don't know, like a diner.
And you're not going to a bar, and you're not going like the bar area.
Yeah, like a diner, like an actual big restaurant that has like table, like a bunch of tables. Yeah, you usually go with on a date or like with a family, not by yourself. That is very weird.
Yeah, that's what okay, I didn't think you were getting with that.
But if you're going to like, you know, like you're going to Chipotle, you just ordered a burrito and you want to just finish it really quick. You eat at a table.
Okay.
And that happens all the time. Or a pizzeria, like you just want to grab a quick bite. I think that's fair.
I won't say it's psychotic. Because I can see the point for that, but I wouldn't do that personally.
Okay.
But you make a fair point. But, like, I would never go to a fast food place and enter there and eat it. But I'm also not eating pizza.
I mean, I did that in, like, school. Like, I did that maybe, like, I had my lunch break in school. I'd go to, like...
That's actually fair. I've done that before with Chick-fil-A, too. But that's because I have, like, two and a half hours to burn, though. So yeah. Just, like, listen to a podcast there. Maybe listen to this out of pod right now.
Yeah, you never know.
Jake, what's your opinion on eating out by yourself?
So, like, yes, it's psychotic, but it also depends on the circumstance. Let's say you have a date, and then the date doesn't show up, but if you're looking at it...
That's not eating by yourself.
Sounds like a personal experience.
I'm saying if it looks like you're sitting by yourself, it could be seen as psychotic, but plans could have fallen out. But yes, I think it's psychotic. I mean, just take it home. Or even like, eat it in the car or something. Like, eating at the restaurant by yourself is, yeah, it's whack.
I really... Again, we're not talking about restaurants.
Yeah, I thought that was a restaurant, and that's what you were saying?
A smaller joint with just, like, tables, like, kind of, like...
I
feel like most of the times I walk into those places, usually people are just eating by themselves. They're on their phone, or maybe they're listening to music. They only spend, like, what, 5-10 minutes maybe in there? Just a quick, you know, obviously if you're dining out. Like, if I decided to go to freaking Miller's Ale House and sit by myself, I would expect people to look at me, like, weird. Like, why is this guy just eating by himself? I don't know. Restaurant.
I'm the type of guy that needs people around me 24/7. I don't like being by myself.
Yes, that's true.
As you know. So I was like if I'm going to Chipotle, bring whoever I can, you know, get someone to talk to.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's not for everyone. But sometimes you just whatever.
We know Connor's more of the homebody himself.
I can see Connor eating by himself in Chipotle.
I'm not gonna eat it in the place though. I'm gonna take that shit home. I'm fine eating alone.
Also depends on the circumstances. Like, most things I usually don't... Like, I'm ordering stuff, I bring it home. I want to eat it home. But I don't know. Like, again, like, for my example, like, lunch break. Like, a lot of people, like, eat on their lunch break. Just... They walk down the street for work. It's like, oh, I got an hour to kill.
Yes.
You know, I'll read the paper, man. Sometimes they leave the paper on the door.
Yeah, I forgot. I actually would go to Chick-fil-A, listen to Spit and Chiclets, and just stay there for, like, 20, 30, you know? That's a very fair point.
Unless you're going with a friend, then you sit with a friend. You know?
Well, I mean, if you're going with a friend, you're not going alone.
Yes, that's how that works.
That's how that works. All right, so got that out of the way. We definitely want to talk about that. That was pretty, you know, pretty funny.
Just something, yeah.
A little something in there. We'll break down tonight's game.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Maybe we'll do more of these. Tonight's game. Wow. All I could say. First period, we looked terrible the first 2 minutes. Nick Ritchie got a goal. Steve's favorite player, by the way. Why do you hate...
I'm looking at him right now. Something about his face just bothered me. He's ugly. I don't know what it is. Everything about his face is ugly. He looks like
Jeremy Bracco.
But Jeremy Bracco
is Lars Eller, Steve.
I can see that. What? Okay, Lars Eller isn't like ugly though. He doesn't have like a hateable face. I don't think so, at least.
Lars Eller got a goal today, I'm pretty sure.
No, you could just not tell me these things, and I'd be happy.
Oh, we have to tell you. That's our job.
I don't know, Nick. I'm just looking at Nick Ritchie's face right now. I just don't like him.
So Nick Ritchie,
he's like an annoying player.
Opens the game maybe a minute and a half in, I'd say somewhere around that line.
Literally.
Terrible defense. I think it was by Mayfield and Luddy, of course.
Yes.
Shocker.
Brutal.
Steve and I were talking about this during the game. You can have a Mayfield. You can have a Luddy. You can't have a Mayfield and a Luddy on the same line. Luddy's been great this year. He has, 11 or 12 points now?
He's 11 points, yeah.
You,
no,
him
12,
and,
12. I keep saying 12 points.
Him and Mayfield together, they just don't work. And you can't get rid of either of them. But, I mean, you can't get rid of Mayfield. His contract's really good.
Yeah, he's good.
And I really like Luddy this year.
Yeah, he has 10 assists. I mean...
You can't complain.
11 assists, goddammit. but after that, it was really the rest of the first period I liked. The rest of the 19 minutes. He scored a minute and 2 seconds in.
Maybe 2 minutes after that, Adam Pellick. Hashtag Pellick Posse. First goal of the year.
Yeah.
Unassisted, I believe, right?
Yep. Yes.
It was nice, you know. We needed that.
Speaking of assists, the next goal.
Oh, I wasn't done talking about Pellick yet.
Okay, sorry.
The thing with Adam Pellick this year, I think we've all noticed he's been taking a lot more shots, and he looks really good offensively. I don't know if I said it last time, I might have, but I'm very proud of Pellick's offensive growth. Okay, next goal.
Speaking of the Barzal with 2-1 with Letty, he just bursted by with the speed and took a wrist shot and scored.
Oh, Barzal scored the second goal? That was like 5 goals ago, I forgot.
Yeah, and then Varlamov with a secondary assist, his first as an Islander.
So Varlamov gets his first point as a New York Islander.
Shout out Varley.
See, some goalies, a.k.a. Ilya Sorokin, couldn't get a goal bought for him his first 2 games. Maybe he should have just taken a page out of Varlamov's book and made the goal himself.
Sorokin can weep all he wants about not getting goal support, but Varley makes the goal support himself. If it wasn't for that, there would be no goal without Varley.
Sorokin just needs to be better.
Yeah.
Obviously, satire, please, for the love of God, no one take that serious. But Varlamov started that play over to Letty, over to Matt Barzal. What a snipe. The Bruins passed on this guy 3 times. Let's just make that known. 3, 1, 2, 3. That is 3. Matt Barzal, MVP. Guy's a fucking stud. So what was that? End of the first period, we're up 2-1. That's how it ended? Or did they get the game-tying goal? Oh, that game-tying goal. Speak of the devil. Sorry, no, I scared you there.
You did.
First period, we played great. Second period...
kind of a stalemate period. And a crappy goal.
Very crappy. Might have been one of the worst goals I've ever seen. Might have been one of the shittiest goals I've ever seen. So, Craig Smith takes a penalty. I do not like Craig Smith. I don't know why. Just don't like him.
Nick Ritchie, Greg Smith. Shake hands.
Yes. Lars Eller. His hand somewhere in there.
Connor's in there.
Who does JK? The Vegas Golden Knights. Everyone from there.
Yeah.
That's like 30, Nectar 30 hands right
Jake,
there.
Jake, who's your freaking hate guy?
Yeah.
Most in the league.
Like, who's like?
That's like not Tom Wilson, like a random hit guy.
How much time you got?
Just say name one.
What?
Parker Goodrow.
That's no. You have a reason for that. Like someone like
Lars Eller. Like Connor. Some just hates
random.
Him.
I don't really hate Craig Smith, but I also cannot stand him. Wait, no. Was he the one with the who was the one that had the mental thing going on?
Not Craig Smith. Mental.
Was it Colin Wilson?
Colin Wilson.
Okay, if it was Craig Smith, I would have felt a little bit bad then.
Yeah, no.
Colin Wilson, okay.
I have no reason to hate Nick Ritchie, besides that, I just hate Nick Ritchie.
Right? I just don't like Craig Smith.
Yeah. Alright, Jake's boring. Move on.
Jake, you going to pick someone?
I don't know.
You're known for hating everything, and you can't pick... Oh, whatever. You're
moving
done.
Moving on.
Sorry, we'll get to the real two podcasters. Second period, boring, like we said. The goal by Craig Smith might have been the shittiest goal we've ever seen. He gets out of the penalty box. He has a puck in the corner, I think. He tries passing in on a 2-on-1, 2-on-2.
Yeah, hits off Martin's
stick. Hits off Matt Martin's stick, goes in. It happens. You can't blame Matt Martin for that.
No, he's too good of a goal scorer.
Matt Martin, the elite goal scorer.
He's too good.
Second point of the game.
He's scored on both nets. It's fine.
Wait a minute. You said Pellick's goal was unassisted. No, it wasn't. Matt Martin.
Well, according to the NHL app, it says unassisted.
Didn't Martin get the assist on that?
It was unassisted.
As of right now, it's unassisted.
Unassisted.
As of now, it's unassisted.
Okay.
I could change.
I believe Matt Martin got an assist on that. So, Matt Martin's second point of the
night. Oh, yeah. They took it away, though. Yeah, he originally did. They took it away, though.
Okay. So, I'm not going crazy.
No, you're not. I remember talking about that.
Yeah, and then that's how the period started and basically ended. We had one power play, the one that Craig Smith took. And, yeah, that was it.
But then the third period.
Penalty kill was really good tonight, too. They were two for two coming into that point. We'll get into it again in the third period. Steve, who scored the first goal in the third period for us? Remind us.
Bo Bamba.
Bo Bamba. We finally get to say it. Print the shirts, Devin. Bo Bamba has been one of our most ongoing jokes for years now. Bo Bamba, Mo Bamba. You see it? You got it?
Yep.
You love it.
Listen.
Enough said.
Explain that one. Enough said.
It's been our ongoing joke. We both made it up. You know.
The Sabres game. We finished the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Bo Bamba. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That works.
And then we got money from someone for it.
Oh, what a story that was.
That's an interesting story, but hopefully we're trying to get some T-shirts coming soon. We'll see. Well, emphasis on the "we'll see" part.
We'll see.
Yeah. So Bo scored. He literally snuck behind the defenseman. Stick lifted him, went 5-0 on Halak. First of all, how is Halak's first game against the New York Islanders since leaving? Very surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, we all like Diarro. He kind of sucks sometimes.
He most wins in a season for an Islander. Can't forget it. He has the most single season win record.
That's crazy to think
37
about.
37 within the last year of the Carlson. What was that, 2015?
14-15.
14-15, yeah.
fun year.
He was a beast that year, yeah.
I think we'll quickly talk about a little bit Yarrow. Do you have any? I actually did meet Yarrow Slevelock before, or a few times, not that. You know, oh, Yarrow. One time, I was with Scott, we went to the back of the Islanders practice ring. We were just walking around, and they're like, oh, then we saw the players' cars, and we saw Yarrow. We asked him for a photo, an autograph, very nice. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't think you guys should be back here. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I mean, very nice about it. We got kicked out after. When, yep. But shout out Yarrow. Also, the Toronto game, I guess. Remember when he was like, almost at the blue line, trying to play a puck, and then he fell over.
Yeah.
He has given all Islander fans from, what was it, 14, 15 to 17, 18 around there, PTSD of goalies playing the puck.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been worse than Rick DiPietro playing the puck.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
Very bad. But shout out Yarrow. You're always an Islander. Yeah, you never walk alone, right, Steve? I
never walk alone, man.
Awesome. Yes, Bo Bamba.
Bo needed that one. Pretty bad. First of the year.
Bo's been playing good, but also he hasn't had the finishing touch, and defensively he looks a little at times.
That line.
Took a stupid penalty tonight. That line's just been weird.
It's been very weird. I don't know what's wrong with it. It needs to figure it out, though.
Bailey, for the first time. They're
the best line in the playoffs, and now they're one of our worst. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
But, I mean, having your second line is your worst line, they're not playing terrible, isn't the worst thing in the world, but you need them playing good.
Yeah.
But Bailey, I think for the first time in his career, used his body today when he bodied someone off the puck.
Dubois scores, sorry.
Oh, for your fantasy team.
Fantasy, man. Let's go. Well, he's on my bench, so.
Oh, good job. Maybe set your lineup.
I did set my lineup. I just have a full forward group. And
you set your lineup and you didn't put Pierre-Luc Dubois in?
I guess not.
That's a rookie mistake. In a money league. Okay, that's fine. Happens. What were we talking about?
The second line.
Yeah. Bailey used his body for the first time today. Brock looked fine. Didn't look bad. Didn't look great. And Bo had a pretty good game. Like, besides the goal, he's buzzing around there. Gotta love Bo. Next goal. We have a lot to cover this period.
Jordan Eberle from Barzali. That was a nice goal. Barzali's pass.
Oh, my God.
Eberle, a little silky top shelf.
Yeah, Barzal, so good. And then Eberle, oh, just roofs it. Hawat got mad, broke his stick.
That was hilarious.
And they had to bring the ice crew on to pick up the piece of the stick. You know how much of a dick you must feel after that happens?
Yeah. Control your anger, dude. Like, come on.
You played for the Islanders long enough. You should know how bad defenses can be on Long Island. Next goal.
Shorthand king, John Gabriel
Pageau. Shorthand goal by the short king, J.G. Pageau. What a trade. One year since he scored against the Rangers.
I feel like he gets so many breakaways, too. He's sneaky fast.
I don't even think he's sneaky fast. He's just really fast.
Yeah. But I feel like, he's sneaky fast, I mean, because no one talks about his speed. Like, everyone's like, oh, Barzal or Letty. Whoever. Letty. No one says, like, Pageau's biggest trait is his speed. But, like, he has a lot of breakaways. He also is just a really smart player. It's his awareness, too. He can read a play, and kind of all of his breakaways come from interceptions, forcing turnovers and stuff, and being in the right position. So, that's what he is. He's such a smart player.
He had somewhat of a slow start. The first few games, but oh my god, has he been insane.
Yeah.
You can say he's been like the third or fourth most important Islander.
He has 8 goals. I mean, he's second on the team with Eberle, tied. Lee has 9.
Anders, man. I'm so happy for Anders. That's
the thing. Lee, like, you can say whatever you want about Lee, because he's not a cute player, but like, him playing with Barzal is just such a fit, because he's going to score 20, 30 goals a year minimum. Every single year.
Not even that. I feel like from the last 2 years, he just looks like a lot more confident and complete player. Like, he's always been confident. I won't say he's looked like he doesn't know what he's going to do with the puck. He's just in the perfect spot every time. He's using his body. He's getting into battles. He's just perfect in a way. He's just so good. I love Anders. I really am happy for Anders, because I'm going to be scared, like I said, the last podcast, with how his play will progress over the next few years. But as long as...
We live in the moment.
I'm just happy what happened.
No, it's just a Chuck and Nux going on right now.
Oh, who's fighting?
Ehlers.
And Corey Perry, man.
Corey Perry, number 94.
That's weird seeing Corey Perry wearing 94. But back to Lee. I'm just happy that he's playing good. Because, like, the last 2 years, there's been times where hasn't been good. He's been very consistent so far this year, and that's what we need from him. And that also comes with Barzal and Eberle being consistent as well, helping him, you know.
That
line's been outstanding.
9 goals in 19 games is a really good pace right now. So,
that's my fucking captain.
Anders.
Next goal
was Lee. So after Pageau, it was Lee.
Speak of the devil.
don't even really remember that goal.
Oh, the goal hit off the Dobson got the assist, hit off the post. You know, I mean, we could have scored that.
Yeah, it was.
But shout out, you know, it's just like
being in the right spot.
It's like I said. I know you guys aren't. Most of you guys probably aren't Ranger fans listening to this, but if you watch the Rangers Flyers game, Chris Kreider had a hat trick. And all three of them, I believe, I know two of them for sure were, like, basically empty net goals. But that's what you do when you're in good position. You get good opportunities, and you put the puck in the back of the net. You know, great. Good job by Lee to be there.
Yep.
I was a little bit nervous, though, when it was 4-2. No, 3-2?
No, it was 4-2.
And then 3-2.
What?
Oh, it was 4-2. Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. 4-2. We did talk about this. 4-2, we took...
That was when Pajot got the shorty.
Who took the penalty? Was it Bo?
Cizikas.
Oh, delay game. Yes, you're right. My bad. Cizikas took a bad penalty. I literally had Pittsburgh Penguin vibes from the last time we recorded, or two times ago, actually, where we lost in overtime, or the shootout.
We were both nervous, but then Pajot got a shorty, and that was the icing.
Okay, we're good.
That was the icing on the cake, yeah.
You know what comes after the icing on the cake, though? The two cherries on top. So, the legal, and who all scored? Wait,
Jake,
no.
I'm leaving Jake. No, I'm not saying this one.
It's who scored,
me.
Jake?
It's not me.
Ollie is at the wheel, baby. His second goal of the year. He's been shooting the puck constantly, and I think he's really doing. I'm pretty glad he got that goal. Like I said, second of the year. And yep, yeah. Like I just said, the Getty image on my fucking Twitter.
Getty images,
baby.
Yeah. I do it, and he scores. So,
Getty
know.
Boy.
Good luck.
Yeah. So Ollie, third point of the year. It was a greasy goal, but
much we've been saying
he deserves it.
He's due.
He's been more than due. Yeah, him. But you know who now? You know who's due? Pulock.
Paul gets do, yeah. He got the assist on that one. That was a nice little rebound shot. He looked like he was shooting for a rebound there because they had so many bodies in front of the net. So, smart play. And yeah, Paul gets next. He doesn't have a goal, but he's going to get one.
I think
it'd be nice to do his little – he does his little celly, his rocket celly.
I think my favorite part of the game was we had a power play with 2 minutes left because Trent Frederick's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Do not like that guy one bit. He's just a – you know, he's another Garnet Hathaway type. Yeah. But, I mean, as when we play hockey, I kind of respect that in people. But, like, as a fan, you hate him. But if you're, you know, he's on your team, you like him a lot.
Yeah.
We had Matt Maher on the fucking power play. That was funny as hell.
Leo, yeah. Shout out Barry for not putting the bomb six out there. Keeping it close.
Get Matt Maher some more ice time, man.
That's shots at Labby for that one. He definitely was. I feel like that would be hypocritical of him to throw, like, Barzy and Lee out there. Since he literally, I think it was the same score, too, when we lose the header. I think it was 7-2.
Were you at that game? 7-2 against, wait, were we together? I think you came around.
I remember sitting, it's funny you bring that up, because I was talking to my friend the other day, and I don't really remember that game, but I remember I was sitting in a row, I think it was my friend that game from school.
Yeah, I think you guys came over with us.
Yeah, we came over to you.
I think it was me, Connor, were you there?
I have no idea.
The Nashville game, we lost 7-2.
He doesn't remember.
Wait, sorry, the Nashville game? Yeah, I was there.
No, the other Nashville game we lost 7-2.
It was an 8-3 loss.
Oh, 8-3. Oh! Ooh. Damn, I'm happy that you remember that, because I did not.
That's what you're here for.
It's that guy, Connor.
Did you sit with us that game, or no?
No, I sat over with you guys after we went down, like, 5-3 or something like that.
No, you were a few... Okay, whoa, sorry, that was aggressive.
Take it easy, man.
That was aggressive. I think you were a few rows behind us, actually.
Yeah,
I think I was with Sam and maybe Jillian. I don't remember.
I remember you moved up when it was like 8. Yeah, when it was like bullshit and everyone left.
Yeah, that was a fun game. It was a fun time.
That was.
Yeah, but if you don't remember, Trotz called out Labby for putting his top guys out. They were short on the power play, but I mean, I get where he's coming from. But like, I wouldn't complain about it. Like, you know, don't take the penalty then.
Yeah.
But I'm happy Trotz wasn't hypocritical about it.
Yeah.
Long story short. So Elite. Goal scorer Matt Martin on the power play. We didn't score, obviously. Shocker. But 7-2 win. This is our third win against Boston at home now. We haven't got one in 7 years. Now we get three in the span of a month, maybe?
Yeah.
Unreal. I mean, this team's insane.
They only have 4 regulation losses, 3 of them to the Islanders. So it's pretty crazy. And now we're only 1 point behind the standings, I believe.
We're living in a world where Boston Bruins fans fear us. I love it. I hate Boston.
Weird feeling.
Very weird feeling, but I'm going to take it. But obviously... We beat them 3 times, like we said.
Have we played them in Boston yet? No, we haven't. We played them 3 times at the Coliseum.
Yes, that's weird.
That is weird.
We'll see
what we do in Boston.
We usually play really good at TD, though.
We play better than
we play.
Boston's not. We don't play better in Boston.
So you still don't want to be talking too high because they're the Boston Bruins, and you play them in the playoffs. They'll beat you in 4 games. Not that they're going to beat us in 4 games. I'm saying, but like you don't want to go in way too overconfident.
Now. We have to guess the three stars of the game.
Has to be
third star.
Has Barzal? Everyone?
Nope. Jake, who's your guess for third star?
Oh, okay, I know.
Who?
Letty?
Letty, no. Connor?
Wally?
Well,
no, Varlamov, third star.
Fair.
Okay, yeah. Second you got star. Okay,
right, yeah. Barzal?
Barzal is a second star, so you got that one. And the first star?
Pajot?
Nope.
Okay.
Jake?
Bovillier.
Nope. Bovillier had one goal. Connor? Wait, did he say Bovillier?
Wait, Connor.
Bo, yeah.
Jake.
I'll go with Buddy. I'll go Buddy again.
It was Barton. Anders Lee.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Anders deserves it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was going to say... Well,
did he get an assist, too?
Yeah, he did get an assist. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Lee had 2 points. So did Barzal and Pelech and Letty. So,
did we talk about Letty at all today yet? Like, I know
we
said...
We didn't talk about Letty. He had 2 points. We did. Yeah. We talked about his points. Yeah.
We talked about his points already? I know if we did or not.
We talked about Letty. Yeah.
Oh, that's like 20.
We talked about Pelech. We talked about like almost everyone.
Dobson, great game. Looked good. Green had a few bad passes, but he looked really good also. Pelech, Pulak... You know what you're getting there.
Yeah, this solid.
First line went over, second line went over, third line. Oh, Oliver Wallstrom's going to be a stud in this league. He's not afraid to shoot the puck. Very good player. Also, shout out Leo Komarov. Steve and I were talking a little satirical, but he made one really good play, poking the puck out of the play. I think it was during the power play they had, knocking it out. I don't hate Leo anymore. When he's playing like this, you can't complain. I'm not liking Leo. I'm not complaining about him, though. He's playing fine.
Right in the moment, we're living the moment. He's not playing awful right now, so.
Dal Cole's on IR. He should be back soon.
Yeah, hopefully
soon. I know we didn't mention that yet. Forgot about
hopefully soon now, because.
We like Dal Cole. Shout out Dal Cole. Yeah, so realistically, Dal Cole steps in third line, then Komarov goes back fourth line. Yeah.
That should be interesting.
I'm fine with that.
We'll see. Again, the Martin Zegras, the Zegras line is never good when they're not. All intact. Like they're literally
they were fine tonight, though, and Pajot was playing on there. I mean,
yeah, well, not the end of the world. If Pajot plays in that line, that's good. But I feel like historically, the past couple of years, I hate it. It's so bad. Whenever we just juggle lines.
You could throw Austin Zarnik out there, too. He looked
okay
the other game. He didn't look great, didn't look bad.
He'd fit that line.
I think if we don't resign Sikis, perfect replacement right there. Yeah. But I obviously want Casey back. Love Casey. So that'd be going through the entire lineup. Varley, outstanding, once again. I mean, he has to be up there for, like, top five goals in the league right now. Like, in the moment.
Statistically.
Yeah, I know.
Statistically, he is. He's probably in the Vezina conversation right now.
What do we play? So. We play Pittsburgh Saturday and Sunday. Varley's going to have to get one of them thrown.
Finally get back in there since his shutout. So.
I feel bad for him, but, like, Varley's just so
good.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do. Yeah, that's the business. I mean, it's a competition. I mean, Varley deserves a job. There's no reason to take him out if you don't have to, so.
100%. Do we have anything else to say about the Islanders? I know we're going to move on and talk about Bridgeport a little bit, some prospects, and maybe we'll shoot the shit for a little bit. Jake, Jake, take it with the prospect report while I drink some water.
Okay, so obviously last week we talked about Bridgeport, and they've only played one game since then, which was today. They played the Providence Bruins, I believe. They only played two teams this year. They played Providence 15 times and Hartford 15 times. Just in case of COVID and all that. They won 3-2. First period, good old Tanner Fritz. First period, shorthanded. And top line Tom with an assist. We were up 1-0, and then we gave up 2 straight goals. Skarik wasn't in. I think some journeyman goaltenders in there. I think they just called up Skarik to the taxi squad. I don't know why, but he was not in there today. Second period, Simon Holmstrom. He's on a roll. That's his second goal. He also got an assist. We'll get to that. He's got 4 points in 6 games. Obviously, good to see. He had a really good Georgina tournament. Now he's just taking over Bridgeport. Obviously, good to see. Maybe he can crack the team next year, but he's staying healthy. One of his knocks was that he was injury prone, and he hasn't gotten hurt with us so far, which is a pretty good sign. And then Durando got the game-winning goal, and Holmstrom got the assist. And forgot to add that Bodie got his first point with Bridgeport. I was watching some of the highlights. He didn't get an assist on one of the goals, but he was moving the puck very well on the Durando power play. And then, obviously, he got the assist on the Simon goal. So, a few other guys I want to mention. Obviously, Robin Salo. I know we bring him up every podcast, but this kid's going to be a stud. He's got 28 points in 43 games in the Swedish League. And another guy that I feel like nobody talks about, we drafted him in 2018 in the second round, Ruslan Ishikov. He's been in Connecticut the past few seasons, but now he's in, I think, Finland. He's got 24 points in 36 games, and he's been on a tear recently, so...
Finland!
Shout out, Kev. And,
More going for the Patrick reference, but, yeah, I guess shout out, Kev.
So, yeah, again, another... He doesn't have an NHL size. I think he's only, like, 5'10", but... Or 5'9", but he's been on a tear the past week. He's been
that's coming from someone that's not 6 foot either, so...
Yeah. Also wouldn't sniff the NHL.
We got another one.
He wouldn't sniff a lot of things. We'll barely sniff a beer league team.
Dufour has been good. Jeffries has been good. Hosang scored today, but you know, who knows about him. And good for him. Yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you, Jakey.
So Connor, let's talk a little bit, me and you here.
Yo, it's my time.
So Varlamov had an assist today and Bailey didn't. Take it away.
Alright, this is where we're going with this. Well, I guess my spot here is all things Bailey slander, apparently.
No, you can talk about whatever you want.
It's the only thing you can contribute to this pod.
You're Bailey slander. Let me tell you. This is just the beginning of that inconsistency I'm talking about, man. It's only been, what, 3 games since the last time I spoke about
him? We're going to let him do this. We just won 7-2.
Again, we shall see how he stays consistent throughout the whole season.
And, AJ's joining you on this Bailey slander now.
Trash this man any more than I have to.
Well, I'm just saying Matt Martin's better.
Oh, Varley goaded, though.
Shut up.
I can't say with a straight face.
I'm saying Martin's better. Shut up.
Do we want to... Go ahead.
What were you saying? I have nothing.
Well, so do you want to say the Bobama story, how we got $48?
It's not that really.
I'm just going to assume that none
it's
of us.
It's up to you guys.
Has been recorded.
Yeah, I guess say it. Why not?
It's funny, but
it's I mean,
more
I
of a
care.
Little inside funny story.
Jake, take it away.
Jake, do something.
Why not? All right, so obviously, as AJ said before, we've been saying Bobama every time he scores since we clinched against Buffalo, and over the summer when he was on that tear, good old that guy, Kobe guy, used it as his at, and he was just kept on tweeting it, and he had a meme saying Bobama, so kind of shot my shot with him and said, like, hey, like, why are you using our stuff? Like, Bobama's our thing. And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, bro, change the username. Bobama's me, Steven AJ's thing. He's like, I really don't want to change it. It's kind of my thing at this point. And I'm like, okay, if you don't change the username, we're going to take you to court. And he's like, is there anything I can do? I'm like, you can give me $40. And then I check my Venmo literally 5 minutes later. I get $40 from this idiot to keep his Bobama at. And we still have it today, so I think I still owe you guys for that.
Yeah, we've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Jake
paying people back.
This is the same kid. I sent him $3 for a hockey bet, and he's like, oh, it was $5, not even a second later with a period after. But he won't send us our money. Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah, oh no, it's classic.
No, I said, once we make the shirts, I will send over the money.
Oh, give me a break.
Give me a break. You are the
dude,
worst.
That's such a bad excuse. Pay up now. Now.
Yeah, honestly, I'll take the money.
Now. Right now.
Right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now. We're waiting until I see a Jakey Venmo. Right now.
All right. All right, Connor, so do you have anything you want to talk about here?
No.
Isle's good.
No, I'm saying any personal thing. Do you want to, like, any funny stories you got recently for us?
Returning to the Ross podcast.
Stories? Absolutely.
What happened?
Returning to the Ross podcast.
Yeah.
How's that cool?
Well, I mean, if we're not getting to ask away, what fun stuff. How's college been for you, buddy?
It's starting to become a bit stressful. I mean, things are picking up. Tests are starting to be taken, and homework's just not a good time.
You fixed your iPhone yet?
I'm just trying to stay on top of it. What?
You fixed your iPhone yet?
Yeah, I actually just went to the store today and got it fixed, so my shit's all clean. Now you can see my Peugeot back screen backed up. All nice and pretty.
That's kind of crazy. It's been 1 year since we got Peugeot, and it was a day and a year, and his first goal was a year ago today.
That was a very random thing to just say.
Well, no, he said his Peugeot on the lock screen. And it was a picture of him, the celebration.
Yes, true.
So it wasn't random.
Yeah, you're right. I wasn't listening. My bad.
Yeah, that, like, it feels like it's been, like, forever that he's been an Islander, obviously, with the whole COVID shit. Do we have anything else to say? I have one more little segment we'll do, like, our usual, nothing crazy. We will bring it back to hockey a little bit. One guy that's impressed us, like we usually do every other week.
The Ian segment. Well, it's the Ian segment.
Yeah, the I-Man segment. That trade isn't... That trade isn't looking too bad right now.
No.
little inside joke there. So, Jake, I know what you're going to say already, but who has been the player that's impressed you the most since we last talked?
I guess I'll go Wallstrom.
Wow,
three shots today, I know. Well, you kind of queued it up for me, so... Yeah, but again, I know Andrew Gross said it the other day in an article, like, he's earned Trotz's trust. He's not afraid to shoot the puck, obviously, and you got to hope that this is the start of a consistent streak. Obviously, he hasn't scored since his season debut against the Capitals, so hopefully he strings off a couple goals. But he got an assist the other day. Like, he looks insane, like, and we know it's going to start. The goals are going to start raining in, so he's been impressing me a lot.
Make sure to put the loop back when you're done. Connor, who do you got?
I want to say someone easy, but I mean, there's plenty of easy ones, so I'm just going to go with an easy one. I'm going with Lee. I think honestly, obviously, captain of the team, keeping it. He's being real consistent this year. He's been really hot, and I'm just loving what I'm seeing on and off the ice. He's an awesome guy, and I hope he keeps it up.
I honestly thought you were going to say he was hot on and off the ice.
I mean,
he's very good looking, but I mean, hey, I think honestly he's good looking. Would you not say that?
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Solid looking guy.
Sure.
Steve, who do you say? I think I know what you're gonna say. I hope you don't.
It's tough. The past couple games, I would say Pajot.
You dick.
I think Pajot. I mean, I think it's more than past since we last recorded over the last couple weeks. I guess. I talked about it. He plays all three zones perfectly, and obviously the goals have came out of nowhere. He's really scoring at will now. So, yeah, Pajot for me.
Do I have to? I got to go Barzy, man.
Wow.
I mean, I know, shocker. Barzy
impressed you. MVB, baby.
MVB. All I'm going to, if you can, remember, put up the play he made in the Buffalo game in the O-zone, getting the puck back. That led to the legal. That was outstanding by him. Mm-hmm. He just works his ass off. He's just great. I could see he's McKinnon. He's going to be McKinnon level, hopefully, one day. That goal today was McKinnon level.
That one was, yeah. It's just a tough thing to say, but I mean...
It's really possible. Good. It's very possible. If he gets a shot there, no one's catching him speed-wise. He's sick. Love Maddie. It's our guy. Yeah, I think that's about it. Any other final words? Anything we forgot to say? Jake, you want to do a little... former Islander Sportsnet thing?
If you want me to.
Go ahead. Sure, why not?
I don't think we recorded it, but I said Grice might actually get a second win, and it turns out he didn't play, so he is still 1-14. Devon's been on a tear. Obviously, he scored and got an assist in the Lake Tahoe game, and he got an assist last night, so I think he has 8 points in 12 games.
Good for Devon.
Am I missing anyone else?
Broussard, the one you tweet about nonstop.
Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey. Yeah, he had a kind of slow, after starting season hot, he had a slow few weeks, but he scored last week. I think I got another one the other day. So good old Brass Monkey for the Yotes. Shout out Jackson.
Jackson.
And.
Franz Josef got waived, so.
Yep.
Sad to see, but we're not bringing him back.
Oh, Philippe was scored the other day.
Good for Val. Weird Franz.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we'll just end it here. We're not going to go on bullshit for much longer. Maybe next time. We'll see. But hope you guys all enjoyed. Once again, stay tuned. Let's Go Islanders. You can find us on Twitter at Skates and Stakes. You know, like our tweets. Show us some love. Let's fucking go Islanders. Roll Islanders, baby. Peace.